Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Dalet. We're beginning about 11 lines down from the top with the words Tanya Rav Yosef Gilili Omer. It's right next to the Tosos Ma Gorin V'yekef. Now, in yesterday's share, just to remind ourselves, we learned that there are different time periods for different produce that you consider taking off Trumas and Maisers. So, for example, for the Chameshes Mine Dogon and for wine and for oil, so the din is that you go after Hevio Shlish, when it's a third of its maturity, and that's a din daraisa according to everybody. In regards to fruit, however, we go after Chanota, and that's a machlokus, whether that's daraisa or the Rabbanon. The majority opinion is it's the Rabbanon. The fruits only have a din Rabbanon. The Rambam says that there's a din daraisa to take off Chumas and Maisis from fruits, and everybody agrees that for the fruits, you go after the Chanota when it blossoms, when the fruit starts to come out. And in regards to vegetables, and that everybody agrees is the Rabbanon, so vegetables, it's achar lekita, when you go and pick them. So, we're now going to discuss what is the source. We learned yesterday, the day before, that the Hevia Shlish is based upon the Pasuk, Bios Becha, Migor Necha, Umiyikvecha, in part, Chag HaSif, as well as Bios Becha, Migor Necha, Umiyikvecha. So, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rav Yosef Aglili Omer. Rav Yosef Aglili's opinion is the pasuk bi'os b'cha migor necha u'miyikvecha is coming to teach us ma goren v'yeket, the psolus, the waste, the leftover product of both your goren and your yekev, your goren, your threshing area where you did your threshing and the leftover chaff that's there, and likewise when you press the olives, so you have the leftover branches, so that psoles of the goren and the yekev, which we said is for the schach, that's where we learn out that it has to be gedul karka and it's not makabel tumah. So my goren v'yekev miyuchadim, they're special, they're unique, shegedelim al meishono she'avra, they're all definitely grown Hevia Shlish for these from the previous year. So you once they reach a Shlish in the previous year, that's the year that you count them for. And therefore, Mis Asrin Lashana Sha'avra, and their Trumas and Maisers go from the previous year. So too, Avkol Shigdalim Al Meshana Sha'avra. So too, everything else, including the fruits that are growing on the trees that received essentially their water from the previous year. That is called Shegedelin al Meishono She'avra. They're growing based upon the previous year. Misasrin L'shono She'avra. So the Trumas and Maisos go by that previous year. Whatever that previous year was, that's what you take off Trumas and Maisos. If it was the second year, it's going to be Maiser Sheni. If it's the third year, it's going to be Maiser Ani. As opposed to Yotsu Yirakos, that's for the fruit. Vegetables, Shegedelim al Meishono Abba, they don't follow this rule. The vegetables are constantly being watered, so to say, and therefore Misasrin L'shono Abba, they get their tithes that you take off from the coming year. So let us understand this a little bit better. Rashi explains, number one, this is all a din d'rabbanan, because this is all an asmachta. And Tosus says the same thing, although Tosus brings down that it could be possibly inami mishum shvi'is d'oraisa itzrichkwa, that maybe the pasuk over here could tell us the din for shmita, which is a din d'oraisa, that the produce are included in the Shemitah year, or is it the sixth year or the seventh year? So it's possible it could be a Daraisa in terms of Shemitah, but he agrees with Rashi that in the other years, it's certainly only an Asmacht, because, as I said, the majority opinion is that fruits and vegetables are not requiring Trumas and Maisis min Daraisa. So Rashi tells us over here that we compare the fruits to the grain, for example, and the olives and the wine, and we say that just like they are growing from the water from the previous year, as Rashi says, "Lekach hochu b'ilan achar chanota, shekol gedilas peros of ayidei shalos srafo ilan lefnei chanotahu." The water causes the sap in the trees to go up and sustain the fruits on the trees, and that water is from the previous year, and that's why the fruits, if you were to cut them down at this point, they won't regrow again. So therefore, it's called being sustained from the water of the previous year. As opposed to the vegetables, Rashi says, you go after the lakita, because shari gozin osa v'chozer eskudela. If you cut them off, they would continue to grow more, because they're constantly being nourished by more water. So according to Rav Yosef Aglili, the source for the fruits being going after the previous year is based upon the water from the previous year sustaining them, as opposed to the vegetables, it's the water from the current year that's sustaining them, and that's why we have the difference in the din. That's Rav Yosef Aglili's opinion. Rabbi Kiva is going to say something very similar, but not exactly the same. Rabbi Kiva Omer, also based upon this pasuk, the asmachto bios b'chom migor nechom yikvecha, he says, ma gorim v'yekim miyuchodim shegedelim al rov mayim. He says that the point that we compare the fruits to the Gorin and the Yekev is that just like the Gorin and the Yekev, they are specific that they grow al rov mayim. In other words, they don't need irrigation. They grow just from rain water. And therefore, umis asrin l'shana shavra, and we view them when they're heviya shlish, once they've reached a third of their maturity, they go by the previous year. So, av kol shigdelim al rov mayim. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says we compare the fruits to them that are also gedelim al rov mayim, that they don't usually require irrigation, and therefore misasrin l'shana shavra, and therefore they're viewed in the previous year, as opposed to the vegetables, yotsu yirokos, shigdelim al kol mayim, they also require irrigation, umisasrin l'shana bo, and therefore they're constantly being watered, and therefore they are going by the coming year after Rosh Hashanah. Now, it seems that Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva are both saying very similar things, so the Gemara asks, my benayu. Bottom line is, they both say that the vegetables go after lakita, and they both say that the fruits go after the chanota. So what's the difference between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva? So Amar Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo says there is a difference. Bitsolim hasarisin, these very small onions. Rashi says this is a certain type of onion known as tzipoli blaz. Sheinasin gedolin kishar bitsolim. They don't grow as big as the other onions. So these are a small dwarf type of onion, as well as upula mitzri, this bean that comes from Egypt, famous bean, we've had this many times in the Gemara, the upula mitzri. So that's the difference, ika benayi, between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Why is that? Because if not, we have a Mishnah in Shviyas, and this Mishnah in Shviyas tells us these two specific growths, bitzolim hasarisin, upula mitzri, these two growths, shemona mehem shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If you were to not irrigate them, if you were not to water them for the 30-day period before Rosh Hashanah, so then, when you now take the Bitzolim HaSarisim, the Pula Mitzri, to be Maisa them, so Misasim L'Sha'avar, they would be counted as last year's growths. And in addition, if last year was the sixth year of the cycle, so then they would not have Kedusha Shviyas, even though you're picking it in the Shemitah year, Mutar Mishviyas. However, if you didn't withhold the water from them in the last 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then, if it was the sixth year that this was occurring, and now it's the Shemitah year, and you picked them, Asur Mishviyas, they would in fact have Kedusha Shviyas, Umisasur L'shon Abba. And if it wasn't the Shemitah year, then you would look at it as this year, let's say it was the fourth year that you picked it, so it would be the fourth year that you would give the din to such B'tzolim HaSarisit and Pula Mitzri. It all depends on whether they're watered or not. And this is a nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Now, there's two possible ways to understand this. And there's a long Rashi over here that says that there's two ways to understand this Mishnah as either going according to Rabbi Akiva or going according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. And that's the nafkamina between these two shitas, that one would say yes and one would say no. They agree with this Mishnah in Shviyas. So you can see this in the Rashi Ika Benayu. We'll just do it very briefly. The setup again is that you didn't water them in the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and you picked them elikton achar Rosh Hashanah. We're on the first of the middle-sized lines in Rashi. This is the Mishnah that we just brought down from Shviyas. It says the Betzalma Asuris v'chule. That's what we just read. So Rabbi Yosef Glili, according to the first version of Rashi, this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili is lay ha masnisin. He holds like this Mishnah. Why? The kiven demona mayim, because you didn't allow water to be irrigating them in the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Nimtzu gedelin al mei shana shavra. They go by the previous year. They're totally nourished by the previous year, and therefore this goes in accord with Yosef Glili. It says it all depends on what the water supply is. Rabbi Akiva, hari gedelin al kol mayim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you go by whether they require irrigation or not. Umis asrin l'haba, and therefore you go by the future year because they still require irrigation, even though you didn't do so. So that's this Mishnah, according to the first version of Rashi, goes according to Yosef Glili and not according to Rabbi Akiva. Then he brings down Bepirush Romius, Neforish Ivcha. He says the exact opposite, that this Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva Islay Hamas Nisan. He's the one that holds like this Mishnah, that if you withhold the water for them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Misasil Isha'ava, you go by last year. And Neforish Taimi Betam Yushami. And this understanding is based upon the Yushami, where it says, according to Rabbi Akiva, since they withheld the water 30 days before the Chag, before Rosh Hashanah, Nasu Kibal, it becomes like it's not an irrigated field anymore. Kolomar, Zman Chiyuvim L'Maisa B'Rosh Hashanah. And therefore you look at it at Rosh Hashanah time, the Lo Nismiku Mikol Mayim, Shem Mayim Shuvim, Zeh Shloshim Yom. It didn't get any irrigation during the past 30 days. Kiim mimei yishamim. It only got rainwater, and therefore you view it as the halacha like for rainwater. and yotzu mitoris yirakos, therefore it's not going with the halacha of yirakos, hagdelim al kol mayim, they require irrigation, v'nichlisu b'toras stei habal, and now it's like a field that just sustained on rainwater, the mistapik b'meg yishamim alone, and therefore umis asim l'sha'ovar, and it goes by last year. So, therefore, there are two different ways to understand this. Ika Benayu, what's the difference? Over here, this Mishnah Shvi, it's either it goes like Rabbi Akiva, the second opinion, or it goes like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the first opinion. But that's the Nav Kamina between these two opinions. Okay, that was a little bit tough of an idea. I hope it was clear. Let's go weiter. Then we quote the Mishnah, which said, Be'echo Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. We have the famous sheet of Beishamai, that Rosh Chodesh Shvat is the new year for the trees, and Beis Hillel said, no, it's two Bishvat. My time, what's the reasoning that anybody says, both Beis Hillel and Beishamai say that it's Shvat? Why isn't it Ador? Ador really is the end of the rainy season, or it's beginning to come towards the end of the rainy season. So why do we say Shvat, either Rosh Chodesh Shvat or two Bishvat? So Amar Be'alozo, Amar Roshaya, the laws said in the name of Rosh Hashanah, Hol v'yotzu rov gishmei shana, by Shvat, most of the rains have already passed, v'adayin, but still, rov t'kufa mibachutz, but the majority of the kufa, of this period of time, the solar season has not yet passed. The winter is not yet over when we're dealing with Shvat, either Echor b'Shvat or Tu b'Shvat, and therefore, it's telling us that most of the rains have come, but not most of the season. So the Gemara says, what exactly does this mean? My Kamar, what exactly is Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rav Hoshaya, telling us? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, this is what he's telling us. Even though most of the winter season has not yet come, while it began in Teves, however, you still have most of Shvat, almost all of Shvat, according to Beis Shammai, and 15 days of Shvat, according to Beis Hillel. You have all of Adar, and you also have part of Nisan. So, therefore, what it's saying is, even though most of the winter season hasn't yet arrived by either Rosh Chodesh Shvat, certainly, and even by Tu B'Shvat, nevertheless, most of the rains have come. The rains start. The three different opinions in the Gemara in Moed Katan as to when the rains start. Right now, we're in the month of Cheshvan. Right today, I'm dictating this on Yud Aleph Cheshvan, so there are different opinions as to whether it's the 7th day of Cheshvan that the rains start, the 10th day of Cheshvan, I think, the 17th day of Cheshvan, different days, and then the three rains that come. So the days of Yoreh Umalkosh, which is what we say every day in the Shema, so this refers to the different rains, they all start in Cheshvan. And therefore, most of the rains are already done by the time that Shvat comes around. So, again, what Rav Elazar, Rav Hoshaya is telling us is that even though most of the rains have come, most of the winter hasn't yet come. And therefore, that is why Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that Shvat is the new year for the trees and not Adar. Tanur Rabbanan, we learn the following brisa, Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Akiva. This happened to Rabbi Akiva. This is a Ma'aseh Shehaya, Shelikat Esrog. He picked Esrogim off an Esrog tree. In Erevin, Rashi says that Kolo Elon Kori Esrog, the entire tree is called an Esrog as well. So he was Likat Esrog. He picked an esrog from an esrog tree. And when did he do this? Be'echo b'shvat. That was the Ma'aseh Shehaya. Now, what did he do in terms of Trumas of Isis? The Noag bo shnei isurin. He didn't know which year this was. The Rishalmi brings down, Rashi quotes this, Tosus quotes this over here, that we're dealing here, that it was the second year going into the third year. Shniya ha'nichneses l'shlishis. And he wasn't sure whether this Esrog should have Meiser Sheni like it was a second year Esrog, or should have Meiser Oni like it was a third year Esrog, and he took both. The Nog Bo Shnei Surin. Tosus points out in the Haggah that he didn't really take two separate one-tenths of this Esrog, or the Esrogim that he picked from Meiser. He says, Im Shnei Masus Mamish Hifrish Loya Masukam. That wouldn't be good, because the Hamar Beb Meisos Hemikul Kolin. He says that's actually a negative, because then when you're taking off the one-tenth that is Meiser Sheni, so that doesn't have any Meiser Ani from it. If the real din is there should be Meiser Ani, so then you didn't take off Shumas of Meiser properly, and vice versa the other way. So therefore, what the Yerushalmi brings down, the Yerushalmi Mefarish, that it was the second year Shnia Nechneses L'Shlishis, as I mentioned, the Haisa, the Hifrish Meiser Sheni. He did take off only one tithe called Meiser Sheni. Of course, he threw off Meiser Rishon as well. He was dealing with just the Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani. So he took off Meiser Sheni, and he then redeemed it. Upido. So now he has the coins of that Meiser Sheni. Before he went to Yerushalayim, so he redeemed the produce, and he has the coins of Meiser Sheni. Now normally, if it was really Meiser Sheni, he would just have to take those coins and buy with the food in Yerushalayim. But instead, Uchilko L'Aniyim, he distributed it to Aniyim, the Hamos, Ochav Yerushalayim, and he tell them that this is Maisa Sheni funds, and you have to give it, eat it, buy with your food in your shlaim and eat in your shlaim. So therefore, he did the best of both worlds, but only with one Maisa. He took off Maisa Sheni, but gave it to the Aniyim. And therefore, he accomplished both with just taking off one Maisa, and therefore there's no problem. This is what the Brice says. This is the Maisa Shoya. Now we turn to the Dalit on the base, where the Gemara continues. Why did he take off two Maisos? Echot kidiv Rebbe Shammai, v'echot kidiv Rebbe Shil. In case, since he picked it on the first day of Shvat, if it's Beis Shammai, so then it goes by the next year. It's already the third year. But if it's like Beis Hillel, then it's still in the second year. So therefore, seemingly, he did both to be in accord with both the opinion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We'll discuss this a lot in a moment. That's the Tanakhama's opinion in this Braisa. Rav Yosef Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yosef Yehuda omer, no, lo, minog Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel nogba. No, this had nothing to do with the machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But this was a different machlokes. Ela minog Rabban Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer nogba. This was a machlokes between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, which we're about to learn, as he wasn't sure what the answer was, so therefore he did like both of them. And he treated it as a second year and a third year at the same time, like we said from the Yerushalmi, that he took off Maiser Sheni and was poded, and then gave all those funds to the Aniyim to eat in Yerushalayim, so he accomplished both. But this is a machlokes, not between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, but between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. What is this machlokes? This is a Mishnah in Bikurim. It says in the Mishnah there, Esrog Shovel Ilon Bishlosha Drochim, this would be the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, and he says that an Esrog in three dinim is similar to the halacha of the fruit. However, in one din, it is similar in halacha to vegetables. Now, what are these four dinim? So, shavah ilon bishlosha drachim, the three ways that an esrog tree has the same dinim as regular trees, bishlosha drachim, that's in regards to the din of arla or revai. So, Rashi elsewhere tells us that this is just that the din of arla and revai apply. Rashi in Ervin says, arla of revai no hegbo ki ilon, that he's telling us that an esrog tree does have the dinim of arla and revai. Over here, Rashi, however, adds on, and Rashi says that it's not only for the din of Orlo and Revai, but he tells us that it's also Lelech Acher Chanoto L'inyon Orlo Ul Revai, as well as for Shvius. So you go and treat the Esrog tree like the fruit trees, in that you go after the Chanoto, when it blossoms, when the fruit comes out, that's when you consider it the year in regards to Orlo, Revai, and Shvius. Those are the three that the Esrog tree is similar to Shavili Ila. However, it's similar to a Yerek, Uli Yerek, B'derech Echot. In one way, it's similar to a Yerek, according to Rabban Gamliel, and that is Shemishas L'Kitasa, when you actually go and pick it, Isuro. That's the year that you consider it for in regards to Trumas and Maisers. So if you picked it in the third year, you would take off Maiser Ani. If you picked it in the fourth year, you would take off Maiser Sheni, etc. Divrei Rabban Gamliel. This is the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer says, in every way, it is like all the other trees. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esrog Shovel Ilon L'chol Dover. It's totally similar to trees in all the dinim, not only for Orlo, Revai, and Shvius, but also in regards to Maisos, that you go Basar Chanota and not Basar Lakita. Now, as Yerushalmi said, this was the second year going into the third year, so Rabbi Akiva didn't know when he picked it on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So is this now, do you go after Rabbi Gamliel, who said that it would be Basa Lakita, and this is already in the third year on Echad B'Shvat, according to Beis Shammai? Moral question, is he really passing like Beis Shammai? We'll ask that in a few moments. So, if you say that you go Basa Lakita like Rabban Gamliel, so then it would be the third year. And if you say, however, it's like Shavah L'Chol Ila, and you go after the Chanota, so he already had the Chanota before then, and it would be a second year. So that's what he did, like the second and third year, he was making it Maiser Sheni, but he then was poded and gave the money to the Aniyim to eat in Yerushalayim. Fine. That's what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, that the machlokes, what Rabbi Akiva was concerned about, he wanted to go like the opinions of both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, and had nothing to do with the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Gemara now questions this whole idea. Umi Abdinan Kitrei Chumre. How could Rabbi Akiva do this? We paskin, that's the halacha, pick one of the two opinions, either paskin like Beis Shammai or paskin like Beis Hillel, and then that's the end of the discussion. Why did Rabbi Akiva seem to be concerned? He wanted to follow both opinions. We don't normally encourage that. Umi adinon kitrei chumre. Do we follow on the same subject to go stringently like both opinions? That's not true. Vatani, we learn the famous braisa. La'olam alocha kidiv Rabbi Hillel. We, in fact, paskin like Beis Hillel. In general, when there's machlos Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel. The Gemara lists in a number of places exceptions to the rule. But It tells us, if you wish to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, you're allowed to do so. Now, this seems to be internally contradictory. First, you say that halacha is like Beis Hillel, but if you want, you can follow like Beis Shammai. Seems to be internally contradictory. So Rashi explains that the first part, that we pass on like Beis Hillel, that's after the famous Maisa, the Basco, Gemara and Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, where Loba Shamayimi, Rabbi Yeshua, and this Beis Din, they paskin that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So once we've paskin, the Beis Din here have paskin that we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, so then the halacha is like Beis Hillel. But before that Basco, before that Maisa, so then there was a machlokis. So if you were Talmud of Beis Shammai, you follow Beis Shammai. If you're Talmud of Beis Hillel, you follow Beis Hillel. So therefore, that's the second part over here of this Brisa. So Rosa Lassos, Kedivri Beis Shammai, Osa, Kedivri Beis Hillel, Osa, you have a fieldless choice. You can follow who you want. Pick one and follow that one, because this was before the halacha was gepaskin, that we paskin like Beis Hillel. Fine. That's simple, very easy to understand. Here we get into the question, how could Rabbi Akiva do what he did? It says, if you always pick Mikule Beis Shammai or Mikule Beis Hillel, you always look for the Kula, you always look for the easy way out, you're called a Rasha. Now, Rashi explains that this isn't if you're picking separate dinim. So if a Talmud Chacham is going through each din separately, and he says, this one, the opinion of Beis Hillel appeals to me, it makes sense. This one, the opinion of Beis Shammai appeals to me, it makes sense. That's perfectly acceptable. A Talmud Chacham, you find the Rabbi all the time in the Gemara, he picked Rav Meir like this one, but he picked Rav Yehuda like that one, even though Rav Meir and Yehuda argue on both of them. So Rebbe could decide, in this situation, I think Rav Meir's opinion is more correct. In this situation, I think Rav Yehuda's opinion is more correct. That is perfectly acceptable, Rashi points out. However, in the same din, and they give the example over here, whether a missing piece of bone renders an animal a treifel or renders it capable of being tumas ohel. Beis Shammai's opinion is, if you're missing two of the vertebrae, if you're missing two of the bones of the spine, so then, if you never find such a skeleton of a human being, so it would not be metame tumas ohel. It would be metame mago masa, but it wouldn't be metame tumas ohel. Now, Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says, even if it's missing one of the vertebrae, it's considered chaser, and therefore, it wouldn't be metame tumas ohel. But the exact opposite conclusion will be if you're dealing with a trefa, an animal that is missing a certain bone, so then it's considered a trefa. So even though you shechted it, it is a trefa. And here, Beis Shammai says that it's not considered a trefa unless it's missing two. So their opinion is the more makel opinion. And Beis Hillel says, no, even if it's missing even one of the vertebral body bones, so then it is considered a trefa. So you have over here a tarta de sasre. Rashi says it's so strings as there if you were to follow the makel opinion of both places. If you were to say, no, it needs to be missing two, so then if it's not missing two, it's not considered a trefa. But then if you say that it needs to only be missing one in order not to be tami tumas ohel, so then that's a tarta de sasre. Is it one or is it two? The two dinim that result are totally the opposite. So therefore, if a person takes these two kulas on the same din, is an animal considered a chasa, a human considered a chasa, it's missing one or two vertebral bodies, so then, if you follow both of the kula opinions, it's internally inconsistent, you're a rasha. However, if a person takes mechumi Beis Shammai, mechumi Beis Hillel, if you were to go the machmir opinion on both cases, so that's also not a proper way. You're not a Rasha, but it says about such a person, all over the course of Omer, the Pasuk in Koheles tells us that such a person is a fool walking in the darkness. Because you shouldn't be following these two Chumras. Pick one din, either Paschal Beis Hillel, Paschal Beis Shammai before the Basco, and then once there was the Basco, and the Beis Din said, Loba Shemaimi, but we picked and decided that the Halacha follows Beis Hillel, so then you just follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, but not both Chumras. So the question is, how could Rabbi Akiva seemingly go with both of these Chumras that he was following the opinion of both Beis Shammai? I would say you're already in the third year, and Beis Hillel says, no, you're still in the second year when you malakit the Esrog on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. As Gemara says, Elo, Ike Beis Shammai b'kulein v'chareim. Ike Beis Hillel b'kulein v'chareim. Follow one opinion. Follow Beis Shammai no matter what. Follow Beis Hillel no matter what. So how could Rabbi Akiva do this? Gemara says, no, Rabbi Akiva, Gemara is topically. Rabbi Akiva followed the opinion of Beis Hillel, but he didn't know which shita was Beis Hillel. He had heard that there was an opinion that said that Beis Hillel holds Echod Bishvat. Our Mishnah, we know, and this is the way it's accepted, that Beis Hillel holds two Bishvat. But he didn't know which was the correct opinion of Beis Hillel. Was it Rosh Chodesh Shvat or two Bishvat? The Lo Yoda, I Beis Hillel be Echod Bishvat. Now, the Girsa that we have is Omer, but it says in the Mesorah Sashash it should be Omro. I Bechamisha also Bishvat. Again, the Girsa we have is Omer, and the Mesorah Sashash says it should be Omru. So therefore, he was possibly like Beis Hillel. He wasn't picking the Chumer is a Beis Shammai, the Chumer is a Beis Hillel. He was saying, I follow Beis Hillel. I just don't know what Beis Hillel did. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, then it would be a third year Esrog. Or is it Tu B'Shvat for Beis Hillel, and then it would be a second year Esrog. So therefore, I could accomplish both very easily by doing this, and therefore, that is why Rabbi Akiva did Shnei Isurim in this case, and it's not a problem of how could he follow Trei Chumri. Now, in the second part of the Braisa, we said Rabbi Yosef Yehuda disagreed. He said it wasn't a machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, lo minog Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel nog, but wasn't this machlokes that Rabbi Akiva was choosing between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, ella minog Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar nogbo. It's whether you consider the applications of an esrog tree to be like the other peiros for all four things. Everybody agreed for Orla, Revai, and Shvius that it was like esrog tree was like peiros Elon, but they had a machlokas in regard to Trumas and Maisus. So Gamliel said that you go Bosar the Lakita like vegetables, and Rabbi Eliezer said no, even there you go Bosar Chanota like all the other fruits. So that's now what the Gemara is going to discuss. So Gemara says, this implies that it was Echad B'Shvat, that we know that the Maisa happened on Echad B'Shvat. And if you're telling me that it's a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, so then you're just arguing, do you follow it like a fruit or do you follow it like a vegetable? But it's clear that it happened on Echad B'Shvat. So you're telling me that this opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Kibbeis Shammai Nogba, that he was following the opinion of Beis Shammai? That doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Akiva follows Beis Hillel. So I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina gave us an answer, or otherwise, Vitema Rabbi Chananya, either Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Chananya, he gave us the teretz. No. Hacha b'esrog shechantu peirosav kodim chamisha asa di'idach shvat askinan. Esrogim trees, the thing that we mentioned when we did sukkah, if you remember, why is it called pre-Eitz Hadar, specifically an esrog? Because esrogim can last for years on the same tree. So you could have an esrog that's from 3 years ago, and 4 years ago, and 5 years ago on the tree at the same time. So, Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Chananya said that here we're dealing with that it had had the chanata after Tu B'Shvat of the previous year, like Beis Hillel. And now it's being picked on the subsequent, the following Echad B'Shvat. And in fact, it could have said any day after Tu B'Shvat, but Ubedinhu Dafilu Kodim L'Chein. It could have said he picked it on Echad in Teves. He could have said he picked it on Echad in Cheshvon, and the same thing would apply. But why did it say Echad B'Shvat? That's exactly when it happened. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva passes like Beis Hillel, and he holds Tu B'Shvat is the course over year. But this Ma'aseh Shehayah was on the subsequent Echad B'Shvat. That's Teretz number one, Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Chananya. Teretz number two, Rabbi Amar, Kroch Utani. Rashi explains, it's a little bit of an unusual Lashon over here for this, and Rashi explains, Kifol is Dibri Rabbi Yossi. Rav Yossi said there were two differences over here, not just that there was one difference, it's not Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, but he also said, Vishana bo shtei machlokas, he said there are two differences over here that I disagree with the Tanakama. Kroch utani, lo Echad B'Shvat hayo. Number one, I disagree with the date that it occurred. You, Tanakama, say that it occurred on Echad B'Shvat, I disagree. I say, Ela b'chamisha osa b'shvat hayo, like the opinion of Beis Hillel now, that this was the crossover year. And lo minog Beis Shammai Beis Hillel nogba, and therefore it's not Beis Shammai Beis Hillel that we're arguing about, but ela minog Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer nogba, do we go for the esrog basar, the chanota, like other ilanos, or do we go by basar lakita, like other vegetables? That's the machlokas, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. So we have two terutzim, everything is good. That Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Rabba Bar Huna tells us, Hashto di Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Esrog Achai Likitoso Isuro Kierek. Now that we had the Machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, for the three things, Orla, Revai, and Shvius, they all agree. And it's only the fourth thing for Maestros, Rabbi Gamliel says, you go Bosar Likita, like a vegetable. And Rabbi Eliezer said, no, you go like all the other trees, that you take it Bosar Chanota. Based upon this, Rabba Bar Rav Huna says, from Rabbi Gamliel's opinion that it go Yisur or Kiyarek, it must be that Rosh Hashanah Shelo Tishrei, that in regards to the year, in regards to an esrog tree, you go after Tishrei like you do all the other vegetables. As Rashi says, Kidin Yerek, Ulinian Maitzah Kamar, that is the determining factor over here. If it's last year before Rosh Hashanah, so then it's Rosh Hashanah is the previous year, that's the cutoff. So you go, if it's before Rosh Hashanah, that's the previous year. And if it's after Rosh Hashanah, so this is the current year when it's picked. In other words, Rabba Bar Rav Huna is telling us that according to Rabbi Gamliel, since he says you treat it like a vegetable, so you have to treat it like a vegetable in regards to when you consider it the new year. And for vegetables, Rosh Hashanah is the crossover point. And therefore, the maaser for that year is Tishrei, like all other vegetables. That's what Rashi says. More questions. He says, wait a second, Meisvei. The following Brisa seems to disagree with that. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar tells us, Liket Esrog Erev Chamish Oso Bishvat. If you go and pick an Esrog on Erev Tu Bishvat, Achelo Tovo Hashemesh, before the sunset. So it's on your Dalit in the afternoon. It's 10 minutes before the Shkia, and you pick an Esrog. And then 10 minutes after Tzeisek Kochav M'chazav, Liket Mishu Tovo Hashemesh, after the sun went down, and now it's definitely Tu Bishvat, you picked another Esrog. Okay? So let's make it nice and simple. You pick 10 Esrogim before the sun went down, you pick 10 Esrogim after the sun went down. Now, Ein Tor Mimasim, he says, you have 20 Esrogim. You can't say, I'm taking off 2 Esrogim from the first group, and that will be on all 20. Or I'm taking off 2 Esrogim from the last group, and that will be on all 20. Why? Lefish Ein Tor Mimasim, Lo Min HaChadosh Al Yoshan, Lo Min HaYoshan Al HaChadosh, because you can't take from the old crop on the new crop, or the new crop on the old crop. Now, this implies that Tu Bishvat over here is the turnover point. Ha'isor Shlishis Nichnesis Revias, and by the way, if this was the third year going into the fourth year, so before Tu Bishvat it was the third year, and after Tu Bishvat it's the fourth year, so then Shlishis is Ma'aser Rishon or Ma'aser Ani, the third year would be Ma'aser Ani, and the fourth year, Revi'is, Ma'aser Rishon or Ma'aser Sheni, and would be in the fourth year that you'd have to take off in addition to Ma'aser Rishon. You always take that off, as we said, then you would take off Ma'aser Sheni. Tomorrow we'll ask in a moment, why do we not go from the second to the third year? Why do we now say the third year to the fourth year? We'll get to that in a moment, but now let's turn to Tesvav and Aleph. And now we can understand the question. This Bryce was brought down as a question to say, how can you say that Rabbi Gamliel holds that Tishrei is the cutoff point? Here you clearly see that Tu Bishvat is the cutoff point. So, Man Shamas Leid also Bos Lakita. Now, here we're talking about that you picked it, the Esrog, right before Tu Bishvat, or right after the start of Tu Bishvat. Now, who goes by an Esrog, Bosar Lakita? That is the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. So, that clearly teaches us, therefore, Uktani Shvat. He says that the new year is Tu Bishvat and not Rosh Hashanah in regards to the Esrog. So, Kasha, how can you, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, tell us that Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is that Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei, is the turnover? It's clearly Tu Bishvat. So how can you say otherwise? So Gemara says, Taki, you're right. That can't be what Rabba Bar Rav Huna said. Eloid Mar Hochi Mar. If Rabba Bar Rav Huna said something, this is what he said. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Rav Huna said the following. Afagav the Amar Rabba Gamliel Esrogacha Lakita Kierek. Even though the Shita of Rabba Gamliel is that you go Boser Lakita and not Boser Chanota, that you treat it like a vegetable, the Esrog, and not like the other fruits. Nevertheless, in regards to the new year, you don't follow the vegetable. Here, Rosh Hashanah Shalosh Shvat. Here you go by the other trees, that Rosh Hashanah is Shvat. Like Basilo, Tu Bishvat. One last point. Remember, we had the previous examples of this. We always said it's the second year versus the third year. Why over here, in this Brisa, why do we change around the example? It taught us the same thing. Second year is Maiser Sheni, third year is Maiser Ani. So we're not sure if it's second year or third year. Why did now, here in this Brisa, we say we're not sure if it's a third year or fourth year? It's the same question, Maaser Ani versus Maaser Sheni. Why did you just switch it around? If we're using as our base rule, second to third year, why did you change it to third to fourth year? Not that there's anything wrong intrinsically with that. The Gemara is asking, why did you suddenly change it? So Gemara says, no, Milso Agav Urche Komashu. And the Brisa is teaching us something else. We often do this. You often find Milso Agav Urche. It can teach us a second halacha. By the way, it always loves to do so. It's teaching us the Esrog Kashle Yoda. An Esrog, if a lot of people touch it, it can get ruined. And Shulchan Aruch has brought down that if you're using a community Esrog, for example, you have to be very careful that it's still kosher because so many people are touching it. It may have lost its status of being a kosher Esrog. So the Esrog, Kashle Yoda, many people touch an Esrog, it's not good. But Aide, the Mashmashe, Bekule, Alma, Bishvias, Lotorin Pri Atlashnin. It's telling us a very interesting din that an Esrog won't give fruit between the second and third year. Because so many people touch the Esrogim during the Shemitah year, and they're looking for a nice Esrog to go and eat, or maybe for the mitzvah, so they touch it, they touch it, they touch it, they touch it, so it ruins the Esrog from being able to be really optimally harvested for those Esrogim that was immature and not taken in the Shemitah year, so they're ruined, and they're not going to mature in the second year or the third year, they're only going to mature in the third year or the fourth year, and therefore, Lamaisa. That's why it gave us the practical example in the third year or the fourth year. That's when Esrogim are going to be picked most likely. It's unusual to have a machlokas between the second and the third year because they were touched so much during the Shemitah year that most of them aren't going to be ready in the second year. Okay, One last in. Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shalom Eimasai. When is the year? He asked him, when is the Rosh Hashanah for the Esrog? So, is it Shvat or is it Tishrei? So, Amalei, so Rabbi Yani told him, Shvat. We pass it like Shvat. Now, one more question. Rabbi Yochan asked him, Shvat the Chadoshim or Shvat the Kufa? We had already pointed out previously, a few days ago, that there are two ways that you could count the months. They could be counted in their lunar months, which is the one that we're all familiar with. Each one is 29 to 30 days. Or you could divide up the year into the solar year, and those months that we're used to as the lunar months are also put into the solar year. So that's called Shvat de Tekufa. So when we're saying that the Rosh Hashanah for the Esrog is Shvat, do we mean the Shvat in the lunar calendar or the Shvat in the solar calendar? So Rav Yani answered this as well. Amalei the Chadoshim. It's the Shvat of the lunar calendar. One last question already. We'll finish the sugya off. By mine Rava Rav Nachman. Rava asked for Rav Nachman. Others say, Bar Milei Rav Yochanan Rav Yane. It was also asked to Rav Yane, just like Rav Yochanan asked before. So this is continued in the series. If it's a leap year, it's an Iber year. Hoy Sashonim Uberis. So there's two Adors. Mahu. In this situation, what is the halachic status over here of the Esrogim? Do we still go by Shvat? Or now do we say, no, it should be other Rishon? The Havamina is, do we say it's the month that always comes after Teves, right? You have Kislev, Teves, Shvat, and therefore it's Shvat even in a leap year, or do we say, no, it has to be the second to the last month of the year. It's the Shvat that is before the last month of the year. And maybe in an Iber Yar, you might have a Havamina to say that it is Adar Aleph, which is the second to last month of the year. And therefore, in a leap year, maybe the Rosh Hashanah for the Esrogim would be to the Adar Aleph and not to Bishvat. So that's what they asked either to Rav Nachman or to Rav Yanai, and on Malay, whichever one it was, Rav Nachman or Rav Yanai, he said, Holech Acher Rosh Hashanah. No, you go by the regular Shvat of every year, even in those leap years, 7 out of every 19 years, like this year is a leap year, 7 out of every 19 years in the cycle are leap years. Nevertheless, that means that 12 of the years are not leap years, the majority rules, and therefore it's always to Bishvat, whether it's a leap year or whether it's not a leap year. With this, we conclude today's shiur.